And again, returning to the show this morning, here he is, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Boy, Pat, you're starting to come up with all these great ideas.
This was the idea of our restaurant owners, actually.
Oh,
who
it was?
Were, you know, they've been getting, like so many businesses, just absolutely, you know, struggling the last 100 or so days. And they said, hey, look, you know, why can't we really accelerate as we get into phase two here? And this helps do it more safely. So we did everything we could to help them and offer up our space. And I know there's a lot of families just wanting to get out of the house and eat a meal. So we're trying to help accommodate that as best we can.
You know, I'm glad we got you on the show because we were actually talking about this earlier because yesterday was phase two, which we finally made it to, thank God.
Oh,
and we thought a bunch of restaurants were going to be open outside. And then I went looking yesterday. I couldn't find any. And then Bill was talking about possible red tape and stuff. But if there's any businesses that are open out there, 87453, text in. If you're going to be outdoor dining that's open today, because, I mean, it was like a scavenger hunt yesterday trying to find them. But is there a lot of red tape or something? Is that what's holding things up?
You just got to come up to Ulster County. We're ready to go. Believe it or not, to do these things is actually, there is some red tape. And so we've been working ahead of time with our municipalities, with the restaurants. We've held a bunch of Zoom calls with our Chamber of Commerce to help the restaurants understand what they needed to do to be ready to go right on, you know, the first day of phase two. So we had my office is in Uptown Kingston. We had multiple restaurants with tents outside in their parking lots ready to go. So, you know, I think it'll take a few days for everybody to get it figured out. But the good news is that this outdoor dining, which is allowed statewide, is a big help to our restaurants and to everybody that's wanting to eat some good food.
So when do you think phase three is coming?
So phase three, if we stick to the schedule, would be the 23rd, so 2 weeks from yesterday. And that really means full open for restaurants and food service. Again, we don't know exactly what that's going to look like. But but the good news is, I think with outdoor dining, we get pretty close to where we were, and thankfully it's you know, getting into nice weather now.
Yeah, the other thing, though, we were talking off the air about this. Remember, the governor just made this amendment to phase two like 2 or 3 days before it even started. So I think some of the restaurants might have been caught off guard because think about trying to bring staff back, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be a challenge, too.
Yeah. You know?
And one of the things we hear constantly and we're trying to help on is, you know, a lot of last minute decisions and lack of clarity. And this is all new for everybody. But I see a big part of our goal is just trying to help bring some clarity and transparency. And I'll say, you know, myself and other county execs, we were really pushing for this outdoor dining for a while. And so we were kind of getting our restaurants ready in hopes that we would, you know, get that approved. And we didn't know if it would definitely happen. But we're really you know, pushing as best we can, safely, of course, but to make these exceptions where they make sense.
What's the buzz with schools? Are they going to be going back in the fall, or are you waiting until the end of the year? What are you hearing?
I mean, I think everybody recognizes that we're going to have to go back to school in some form or fashion in the fall. I know I've been very involved in some of the discussions about our SUNY system here and the colleges. It's obviously very different for, you know, an elementary school or a middle school than even a high school.
Yeah.
So we talk regularly with our superintendents. They're all working through their plans to be ready, and I know that the state is putting a lot of thought into it, and it has been a back and forth. But my you know, there's no crystal ball, but my sense is we will be going back in the fall. And you saw the decision that special education classes could be held in person over the summer, and I think that was also an important signal.
We pushed for that. We were actually talking about that with Marcus about 3 weeks ago, saying it needs to be and it needs to be done. So that's
and cool. That was a credit to him. He really pushed that really statewide, actually, and that's been an issue of his that I know he's made a lot of progress and done a lot of work on.
That's good.
Yeah, he's been vocal about that, and he's also given you credit and Steve Newhouse, as well as the other county executives that are in the quote-unquote control room discussions about, you know, pushing and lobbying for this area. And I think when you see something like outdoor dining options at restaurants becoming an option for restaurants in this region, really have to thank you guys for the leadership that you're showing and, you know, pushing to get things open. So looking ahead, before we get to that, those schools, the graduation, what's your thoughts on the graduation changes now? So, I mean, you know, we've been working with schools, right, for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks on setting up graduation options. And now, am I wrong when I say it's been changed almost to the point where you can do, what, 150-plus people now?
That's the latest change from the state. We still think, I believe that there's a way to do graduations safely, at least closer to how my graduation was 20 years ago from high school. That's what we're working on now, and we are both engaging with the state on that and also with our school leaders. And it's really tough. I mean, we've been getting Facebook messages from high school students saying, you know, come on, guys, help us out here. And I totally get that. And we are trying to work a plan there. I know it's not the clarity that people want, unfortunately. And part of this, too, is I think that if people are willing to potentially hold and do them a little bit later, there might be more ability to do something closer to normal on graduations.
Well, Pat, we appreciate you talking with us over the past 3 months. You've been with us since we've been in the studio.
Since the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, you've been talking with us, keeping everybody updated and pushing for everyone to get things accomplished. Good stuff. Pat, one final question. Since this is all starting to calm down a little bit, things are starting to get back to normal, is Pat and the family planning a vacation?
Can we go anywhere? I don't know.
You can go to Florida.
Staycation?
Yeah, I guess we could. Staycation. Yeah, staycation is in order. We're doing a lot of gardening. My wife and I, that's our zen exercise. So we got the garden going and hanging out with the little guy. So that's good enough for me at this point. I haven't seen my parents in a while. That would be nice. We'll try to do that.
Yeah, neither. A lot of people. I know the myself, feeling. Too.
Well, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, again, we appreciate your time this morning. We hope to check back to you during phase three,
yes.
Right? So in a couple of weeks, we'll hear from you again. And thanks for pushing for us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.